Okay, welcome, Doug, to this interview series, the Next Economy Now podcast. And you know, for listeners, I think one of the reasons I'm excited about Clearinghouse CDFI is that you're a lot different than other financial institutions. And what's the difference for folks who don't know between, say, a bank and a CDFI?
Well, the obvious difference is that a bank typically takes deposits and has FDIC insurance. And a CDFI, while there are some bank CDFIs, typically CDFIs don't take deposits. And typically the loans that a CDFI is making are much more difficult. They sort of fall outside the parameters of what a conventional bank, a regulated financial institution, typically does. And so by definition, a CDFI should be addressing unmet credit need. They should be stretching the envelope, trying to do deals that a traditional or conventional financial institution either won't or can't do because of regulatory or just their internal practices.
Right. So banks, maybe their bread and butter is, say, home loans or business loans that are very straightforward, whereas a CDFI, are you doing more complex things? Is that kind of, if I understand it?
Yeah, we are. It's more complex, and it's also, we have the ability to stretch the underwriting parameters. And what I mean is we're not interested in making loans that are extremely risky or where there's, you know, a roll of the dice chance of getting paid back. But what we can do is we can look at some things that banks typically can't. We can look at the character of the borrowers. We can look at plans, business projections, and we have the ability to sort of do things that a regulated bank simply can't, because when a regulated financial institution has their regulator come in and is looking at their loans and they say, my gosh, you know, this loan you made, you know, it doesn't have great collateral or the debt coverage ratio is very low, that bank would be penalized for that. As a CDFI, we don't have the same type of regulatory pressure. So that allows us to really do loans that are sort of outside of the parameters of what a bank can do. And for us, and I think most CDFIs, every loan we make has some sort of a tangible community benefit or impact, and that is really important to us. So we're looking at that as much as we are looking at the creditworthiness of the borrower.
And is the reason that banks are so constrained is that they're using consumer deposit capital to make the loans, so that's why they're higher, sort of more highly regulated?
That's exactly right. When you walk into a bank and you see that it says, you know, this bank has FDIC insurance, why that is in fact a government protection up to $250,000 of every depositor's money. And so the government then has the right to sort of step in and say to the banks, well, look, if we're going to provide this insurance to you, we're going to look over your shoulder and we're going to make sure that you're making appropriate loans and not taking excessive risk. Now, we all know how well that went in the last financial crisis, given what transpired with the banking industry. But nonetheless, they still have that parameter. We still have that in place. And there is still sort of a culture and a practice within regulated financial institutions of being conservative, of not taking risk, of trying to do loans that are, very cookie cutter and don't pose any sort of unnecessary risk to the bank and ultimately to the depositors at that bank.
And where can folks learn more about Clearinghouse and, you know, say if there's any investors who are interested, what's the best way for them to get in contact?
We have a great website that has a ton of information, including our financials. It is www.ccdfi.com. Again, that's ccdfi.com. And, a lot of information there. There's contact numbers. I'd be happy to talk to anybody that is serious about investing or working with us. And also, you know, we're looking for projects to lend, good projects. And so in our service area is California, Arizona, Nevada, New Mexico, and all of Indian country throughout the United States. So if anyone is aware of an unmet credit need that has a good community impact, or, you know, often our loans are made to entrepreneurs, people of color, or members of groups that have been disenfranchised. And if anyone is aware of loans, boy, we'd love to hear from them as well.